Welcome back to another episode of Seven Deadly Sinners, part three on Teal Swan. Listen, my voice is hoarse because we've had a ton of wind and I've been essentially snorting pollen or whatever I'm allergic to, so please bear with me. And Teal Swan is controversial, and I think that's extremely clear, but we've received some comments about not believing her sexual abuse, and to be honest, I just don't know, and it's not my place to make that judgment, so I apologize if it came across that I was making a definite decision. This episode was recorded before the snorting allergies incident, so get ready for a more pleasant voice for the rest. Love you guys, and thank you for listening.
All the previous cases that I've been involved with, where the situation is like this here, it's always been a recovery. It's never been a...
Please, God. Please,
a happy ending.
Bring her home.
You will start to question whether a memory is real or false only when that element of memory or that...
Why did his father leave him in a ditch in the middle of nowhere, then lie about it and disappear?
From eye scrapings and evasive nose probings to incisions in the skin, John of God has performed countless...
So it's been a few weeks since we heard any Seven Swans of Swimming songs on our holiday Spotify playlists. And it's also been a while since we've updated you on the wonder that is Teal Swan. When we left her several weeks ago, we learned of her relationship with renowned Utah therapist Barbara Snow and her unorthodox practices of recovered memories and false memory techniques while Teal was under her care. We learned about Teal's case against her alleged abuser, Doc, of ritualistic and satanic abuse, and this case is still listed as inactive within Utah's North Park Police Department. And whether or not you believe these elaborate stories of sadistic abuse in the spiritual guru's past from the deep corners of her mind, I do believe some sort of abuse did occur in her life. Whether it went to the extremes she described or not, or whether those false memories were potentially planted by Barbara Snow, well, maybe Teal herself doesn't even know. Regardless, let's delve into the evolution of this strange bird. How she went from victim to victor, the oppressed to the enlightened, with a following of rabid, quote, Teal tribers in the millions. Since January 2011, Teal Swan has made her entire career on various social media platforms, her website, her YouTube channel, her Instagram and Facebook site. Every social media channel possible. And these members of her Teal tribe defend her to the death. Passionate because they feel as though advice from this author, self-proclaimed lifestyle guru, spiritual guide, teacher, clairvoyant, counselor, international speaker, well, they feel like she has helped them. This group of followers is passionate about their leader, almost as if they feel they owe her something, and attack anyone who would question her tactics or speak ill of her. It seems like an ask not what your Teal can do for you, but what you can do for your Teal mentality.
That's good, Kate.
But how is she, someone who is not a licensed therapist or had training to be any sort of mental health professional, helping them? What are her teaching methods and what is her style? Is this helpful or is it reckless? This is my opinion. I think it's incredibly reckless and it scares me. These followers seek help with their mental health, careers, love lives, and have often stumbled upon Teal's videos through Google searches, a sort of simple, search-friendly self-promotion. Then, they become hooked on her hypnotic voice and enamored by her words and beauty in their most desperate moments on the other side of the computer screen. They feel empowered. They feel as though taking charge of whatever might be going on in their lives is possible. And maybe that is helpful for some. I'm no expert. Again, my opinion, I think that can be helpful. But Teal takes it a step further because she is not trained. But just how dangerous is this self-help approach? There is no online regulation to keep anyone and everyone from professing to be a healer or spiritual guru. Teal's legion of followers is free to think for themselves. But what about those people who are truly desperate and wanting to end their own lives? They are lured in with catchphrases and Google searches by someone who may not be the best person to actually help them. Someone who is not remotely qualified. Her own website refers to Teal as, quote, the red pill. Fitting with the release of the new Matrix movie. To choose the red pill means making the choice to learn potentially unsettling or life-changing truths, as opposed to taking a blue pill and remaining blissfully ignorant. Okay, Teal, that terminology, and this is going off script again, lines up with incels, too. Incels use the term red pill, blue pill. I think they might even have a black pill thing. I'll look into that. Maybe we should do a Patreon series on incels. What started out as it could kind of be similar to this in a weird way, but what started out as like support for depressed and lonely guys, and it was actually guys and girls originally. It was a girl that started the incel movement, which was involuntary celibate, I think. That might not have been what she wanted to be called, but it was kind of supposed to be like a support for each other online, just got turned into the most crazy, hateful. I mean, it spurred several murders and attacks and as Elliot Rogers in Santa Barbara. If you don't know about it, I'm going to do a series on it because it's terrifying. I researched it. One night I was on Reddit, like on an incel group, and was absolutely horrified about the way they speak about women, and it's scary. Okay. Quote, Teal Swan's, this is from her website, Teal Swan's deepest intention is to set people free. Her mission is to make people aware and conscious so that within that awareness, they can begin to heal and live deeply meaningful, integrated, and empowered lives. Buzzword, buzzword. All right, Teal, lots of buzzwords. Anyways, she travels the world teaching people the truth of the universe, helping people to see the truth of themselves, and teaching them how to transform their emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual pain. The website reads. She completes this work through seminars and multi-day retreats. A quick check on our website reveals two past events in Utah, four-day events, that were completely sold out. One of the events was for, quote, the completion process training. The other for, quote, a curveball retreat. The curveball retreat is roughly $5,000 for 4 nights of accommodations, and meals that are strictly vegan. $5,000 and I can't get a steak? An important thing to note is that participants will be working with Teal's team, not necessarily Teal herself. Well, then I'd like a discount, Teal and team. Side note, I can't help but think of that insane show when I read the description of this retreat. And then, when I listen to Teal describe it in her own words, let's just say I felt uncomfy. Here's Teal describing the curveball retreat event, whatever the hell it is. I don't think she even knows.
My curveball events are super awesome. They're one of my favorites, for those of you that don't know about them, because I get to do whatever I want. What I mean by that is I don't pre-plan anything, and I throw my team into a cold turkey, and I tell them they got to be prepared for anything. Because it's important for me to sit in front of the room, to see where people are, and based off of that, to design our curriculum. So I'm literally doing it on the spot. This is why no two curveballs are the same. But I feel like this makes these workshops the most applicable. So if you're interested in attending one of these workshops or interested in learning more about it, you can go to tealswan.com/events and fill out an application for it. It'd be a good idea to get on that really super quickly because I limit the numbers for these events on purpose because I need to be able to at least work some one-on-one with everyone. All right, so let's talk about these curveballs, right? Like I said, they're my favorite because I don't have a plan. Not that I have a plan for anything else. I don't have a plan for my synchronization workshops either, but it gives me a full week with people. So I'll sit down, I'll look at the room. Based off of the individuals in the room, I know what the theme of the workshop is. I know what kind of stuff we need to be focusing on. I know what we need to be doing. I know what tools we need to be utilizing, what exercises we need to be doing. And I expect my team, this is the conversation I have with them before they walk through the room, I expect my team to be ready for literally anything I throw at them. And you'd go deep. I mean deep, deep. These are not fluffy retreats. These are not often feel-good retreats either, I have to be honest with you, because your axis of power is in reality. So a lot of what we do is to get everybody into reality. This is the reality and the truth about the situation at hand. This is the reality and truth of how you're feeling. And based off of sitting in that reality and truth, actually making plans for improvement for your life from that space. But obviously, when you get into this raw, vulnerable, you know, core truth type stuff, it's not like most people are jumping off the moon, you know.
What?
So, I will say that it can lead you to these states of joy and ecstasy and togetherness and bliss and whatever it is that you're wanting, if you're willing to kind of go through the fire to get there. Because I'm a shadow worker, first and foremost. So I love to drag people into what they don't see that they don't see. That's what these workshops are all about.
I'm sorry, what? You're not jumping off the moon? And then I'm a shadow worker? And then at certain points, it kind of sounded like it was like a little kid giving like a book report, but kind of was like uncomfortable.
Super awesome.
Like this part.
You can go to tealswan.com/event. On purpose, because I need to be able to at least work. All right, so let's talk about these curveballs, right? Like I said, they're my favorite because
right there.
I don't have a plan. Not that I have a plan for anything else. I don't have a plan for my synchronization workshops either, but...
No, it's kind of, it's a little bit like a little kid giving a presentation. Like I said, they're my favorite. And then someone gave the little kid speed. And let's listen to the end again.
For improvement for your life from that space. But obviously, when you get into this raw, vulnerable, you know, core truth type stuff, it's not like most people are jumping off the moon, you know. So, I will say that it can lead you to these states of joy and ecstasy and togetherness and bliss and whatever it is that you're wanting, if you're willing to kind of go through the fire to get there. Because I'm a shadow worker, first and foremost. So I love to drag people into what they don't see that they don't see. That's what these workshops are all about.
So shadow worker's now at the top of the resume. And then does it go like relationship coach, Bitcoin investment advice giver, public speaker? I mean, the list goes on. Because that shocked me. I purposely didn't read this script beforehand so I could be as surprised as you guys are. And... I think I'm obsessed with that video, but I want to read a little description from the description underneath the video of what this curveball retreat is. The curveball experience is a deep dive. If you are interested in a week of calm, relaxation, and positivity, this is not the right event for you. Ooh, threatening. This event is the exact opposite of a bystander experience or a relaxation retreat. The curveball is an experience where Teal Swan does what she does best. She takes you on a deep dive into your shadow and potentially your light. She shows you the truth about yourself and the truth about your life. Truths which you may have been hiding from yourself. Teal, who meets you once, knows more about you than you know about you, apparently. Curveball requires a willingness to be vulnerable. It requires the courage to let go of coping mechanisms that have been keeping you safe. Because although these coping mechanisms have kept you safe, they also have kept you safe from the life you want to live. We call this event the curveball because Teal Swan does not prepare in any way for this event. It's just so weird to brag about. Instead, she shows up on the first day, energetically reads each person as well as the group, and designs her curriculum accordingly. In this event, you will also be actively participating in the transformation process of other attendees within group experiences guided by Teal Swan and our hand-picked completion process practitioner team. I don't know who would spend $5,000 on something that the owner of it or leader of it actively brags that she doesn't prepare for. If you're ready to be brave enough to see, like, I wouldn't sell tickets to my first open mic, or I'm just trying to think of an example of like a profession. Like, you wouldn't, let me see. Well, I guess John of God did. I was going to say you wouldn't charge people for a surgery if you never went to medical school, but never mind. It's already been proven that people do that. If you are ready to be brave enough to see and do what is necessary to create a shift, and if you are ready to get your hands dirty in the raw awareness that is necessary for genuine healing to occur, for yourself and for other people in attendance, then we would feel blessed to have you there. Come and take a deep dive with us. So it's a deep dive. It's not jumping off the moon. That's good to know. I'm glad. All right, I'm done reading that now. God, wouldn't it be cool if we all had $5,000 to throw around? I mean, I certainly don't, but we could all sign up for one of these events as Seven Deadly Sinners listeners, you know, just for fun, maybe research. No? Maybe for torture purposes? I feel like I would not be able to keep a straight face. There is no way I would be able to take what she's talking about seriously. I would have such bad nervous laughter, which I often do at the most inappropriate times, and there's no way I could control myself. But photos of these events show a few dozen smiling participants taking it seriously, being involved. It shows waterfalls and swimming and group sessions. I mean, we should do it just for the research. If I win the lottery, I'll pay for all of us to go, right? Then there's the completion process training events. So she's training people to, you know, hold other events, giving her completion process, which I'm sure she takes, you know, most of the money from, who knows. But the last one, also in Salt Lake City, was in November of 2021 and was sold out. It seems as though its cost was a mere $2,900 compared to the $5,000. Although professional credentials in psychology, counseling, or therapy are, quote, preferred, according to the completionprocess.com website, they are not required. Yikes. Maybe Teal was trying to, like, I don't know, get a group around her that actually has professional training. I mean, in the Gateway podcast, Jennings Brown, the journalist, actually goes to one of the out-of-town retreats in Costa Rica, so it must be a curveball. And he interviews one of the attendees who's an actual doctor. And that woman has been convinced by Teal basically to energetically go up to people on the streets and diagnose them with some sort of illness that she can then treat, which is, you know, it's so weird that, and this is just me going off script, it's so weird that someone can be so smart in one area of their life or one field. Like, you got to be pretty damn smart to become a doctor, yet you can't see that this is pretty weird. Someone not experiencing this is giving you advice and telling you to basically become a psychic healer, completely against your, like, actual medical training. But this woman was buying into it. It was very, very bizarre. I would also recommend listening to the Gateway podcast. It's really, really well done. And he clearly devoted, like, I think probably years to the research. It's really good. Anyways, so Teal explains this process, the completion process, on her YouTube channel in a video that's had over 80,000 views. Here's a small clip from that.
When we experience trauma, we become fractured. But I want you to understand that trauma is more than just some horrific event you go through, like a car crash or a war. Trauma is anything that you cannot find resolution with. When you can't find resolution with something, you can't move through it and make it a part of who you are about to become. So instead, one aspect of you stays frozen in time, and another aspect of you continues forward into your adult life. It has the capacity to help you get to the place you've wanted to get to in your life, regardless of whether what you have suffered from is seriously complex trauma that you see at the hands of rape or war or incest, or trauma that we all go through, the trauma of birth, the trauma of being weaned, the trauma of losing a loved one. Any kind of trauma you can experience will find resolution through this process.
So, again, an untrained, unlicensed, unqualified, regular old gal is saying through her made-up process, she can heal you of trauma as serious as war, rape, incest. I mean, that's a pretty big promise that I'm going to have to call bullshit on. And again, incredibly irresponsible. Anyways, Individuals who take this $2,900 course will become a, quote, certified practitioner of the completion process, or CPCP. I mean, how can you give out certificates when you're not even certified? I'm shocked. But those who become certified are then, I guess per Teal's, magic wand, are then able to connect with those seeking help through the technique that, quote, unhooks us from those past experiences and integrates our fractured aspects, rejoining us with our present day self. Seriously, I could see someone like my crazy aunt who does Reiki and even tried to like pitch the congregation or the people in attendance at my grandma's funeral, her mother's funeral, during her speech about her Reiki business, to the point where my dad's childhood best friend's dad, who's like in his 90s, literally wheeled himself out in his wheelchair and goes, "I've had enough of this shit." Because he was really good friends with my grandma. And it was just kind of like, crazy aunt, why are you talking about your Reiki in your speech about your mom? What are you talking about? She was like trying to sell people on it. Anyways, my point is I could see my crazy aunt signing up to be a certified, you know, completion process person and doing the completion process on people with her fake certificate that Teal, you know, used her magic wand and just like gave to people. This has the opportunity to attract some of the people who have zero place to be giving other people advice, especially advice about something as serious as war trauma, for example. Anyways, back to Kate's script. I will stop ranting. Okay, back to Kate's actual eloquently written script. So, I can't say it enough. As a writer, in looking through all of this jargon on Teal's website and the completion process website, I've never read so many words strung together that actually say so little. Maybe her content creator is paid by the word, but I digress. In clicking on the, quote, find a practitioner tab on the completion process website, I was amazed at all the locations you can find one of these specialists. Denmark, Germany, Australia, the US, of course, Canada, Sweden, the UK, Pakistan, Peru, and the Netherlands. The list goes on and on. One YouTuber, Mandy J, who has completed the training, described her thoughts on the completion process on her YouTube channel. Here's a quick clip.
The completion process is a deep emotional healing technique, and it was developed by my spiritual teacher, Teal Swan. And what it does is we take a present day trigger, so an emotional trigger from your present day, and we use that emotional trigger to get into your body and feel the feelings. And once we've felt the feelings, we use that feeling signature to access the first time that feeling occurred. Once the memory arises, we go in to heal the memory by meeting the emotional and physical needs of your inner child within the memory. And what this does is it creates permanent emotional resolution.
YouTuber Mandy J then went on to describe an experience she had with one of her clients. Here's it in her own words.
So I had a client who has a fear of flying, and we used the feeling that she gets when she gets on the plane, that anxiety, to access a memory. And the memory that came up was a memory where she was 2 years old in her crib having an asthma attack, and she couldn't cry out for help and no one was coming to help her. And so after we went in to heal this memory and finished the session and talked about it, we saw just how similar these two situations were. So being trapped in your crib, helpless and out of control, or being trapped in a tube in the sky, helpless and at the mercy of the pilot. After this session, she flew again a couple weeks later, and she said her anxiety was significantly less. This is the power of this process.
What memories do you guys have from age two? Anyway, I'm going to have Kate read this next part. I was about ready to read it, and I feel like it's more impactful coming from her because it's her story,
And so I just called her and asked her to record a voice note, and I will be inserting it into this right now.
I can't really find the words to explain how scary this is to me as someone who has dealt with my own depression and traumatic life events and suicidal thoughts. To be very honest with all of you, since we're a small group, I struggled with an eating disorder in high school and college. My parents divorced. I lost my mom several years ago to lupus before I was diagnosed with it myself. Since the pandemic started, I've had 2 strokes and have been hospitalized 3 times. This is why I find all of this so scary. And I'm sure many of those seeking help through Teal are in a similar boat. Admitting you even need to seek help is a huge step, a step that can be life-saving. And seeking help through proper channels is, in my opinion, of paramount importance. Someone with no background in the field of mental health, creating her own program and her own certification to give to anyone who has the money to pay for said certification so they can go out and help people. Some of them are charging more than my own licensed and amazing therapist. I obviously have very strong feelings about this, and I'm not even trying to remain unbiased. I can feel my former newspaper editor shaking his head at me, but I don't care. I find it terrifying.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Kate. So, those who wish to apply to become a, quote, practitioner are asked to read Teal's Completion Process book, available on Amazon for $19.84. If they have to buy that, that's, well, I guess, I don't know. Maybe it's included in the $2,900. They're also required to watch the completion process on YouTube and receive at least 1 completion process session with a certified practitioner. Training sessions typically include 20 to 35 participants out of a high volume of applicants. The process of being accepted is said to be highly competitive, and only 14% of applicants are approved. I found this helpful hint on the application website quite humorous. Quote, applications that are complete and contain thoughtfully created sentences are always weighed with priority. I read that as, quote, the more words, the better. How fitting. Or the more keywords like inner child, destiny, reality, jumping off the moon. If you can include jumping off the moon, I think you're in, honestly. That is, you're a shoo-in. I don't want to give it away for anyone. I don't want to like cheat the system, but try to include jumping off the moon and shadow work. Anywho, Teal and team look for practitioners that are upstanding citizens with high standards of ethics according to the American Counseling Association Code of Ethics. I guess that's good that they are referencing something legit. Okay. But really, they're just looking for, quote, diversity, experience, and courage, end quote. To help someone who is really struggling, perhaps even thinking of ending their life. Yep. That's what I look for when seeking help. Diversity, experience, and courage. And the training being read a book, watch a video, and take 1 session, and you should be good handling someone's delicate, precious life. So just for research purposes, I typed in, quote, suicidal thoughts to the search bar on YouTube. Thankfully, the first hit was from Psych Hub. The second thing that popped up was a Notorious B.I.G. video, which might help someone in their time of need or maybe at least make them laugh. But the third hit was a 20-minute Teal Swan video with 80,000 views, aptly titled, What to Do If You Are Suicidal. The video description states that the original video could not be posted in its entirety because of, quote, YouTube's press-pressured policy, but that Teal stands by the original content in its entirety. I tried to find the full-length video, but I think it's hidden behind a paywall on Teal's own website. In our final Teal Swan episode, we will look at the ramifications of Teal counseling some of her followers when they'd been suicidal, and ultimately taking their own lives, leaving their broken-hearted families behind with more questions than answers. I think it's important to end this episode on this note.
So many of us are feeling overwhelmed right now for various reasons. None more important than the other. Everyone's experience is important. But if you are experiencing thoughts of suicide, there is help out there for you. Please call 1-800-273-8255, day or night. Someone is available there 24 hours a day. And in the meantime, know that we love you. We see you, your feelings are valid, and you absolutely matter. Till next time.